Alright, folks, welcome back to Depression to Drive. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, life can throw some serious curveballs sometimes. Ever feel like you're stuck in a constant emotional roller coaster? One minute you're on top of the world, the next, you're plummeting into a pit of despair. It's enough to make you want to hide under the covers and binge watch Netflix until the feelings pass. But hold up, before you reach for that third bag of chips, guilty as charged, let's talk about managing those emotions without falling back on bad habits. We all have them, those go-to behaviors we turn to when stress hits, scrolling through social media till your eyes bleed, hitting the junk food aisle like it's a lifeline, or maybe even that late-night pint of ice cream. Trust me, I get it, but these temporary fixes only mask the problem and often leave us feeling worse in the long run. Think of it like putting a band-aid on a broken bone. Sure, it might stop the bleeding for a bit, but you're still going to need to fix that fracture properly. So, how do we manage those tricky emotions without resorting to our usual escape routes? Here are some key takeaways that have been game changers for me and countless others. 1. Acknowledge your emotions. You've got to give those feelings a name. Don't try to ignore them or pretend they don't exist. Take a moment, breathe deep, and actually ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Is it sadness, anxiety, anger, frustration? Naming the emotion is the first step in understanding and eventually managing it. Remember, feelings are not your enemy, they're information. 2. Find healthy outlets. We all need healthy ways to process those big emotions. For some, it might be hitting the gym, for others, it could be painting, writing, or even just taking a long walk in nature. What works for one person might not work for another, so experiment and find what helps you feel grounded and balanced. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds can go into overdrive when we're feeling overwhelmed? That's your inner critic running wild. Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present moment, without judgment. Try focusing on your breath, the sensations in your body, or even just the sounds around you. It helps quiet that mental chatter and create space for calm. 4. Connect with others. We're social creatures, hardwired for connection. Talking to a friend, family member, therapist, or anyone you trust can make a world of difference. Sharing your feelings can lighten the load and provide valuable support. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is probably the most important one. We tend to be our own harshest critics, especially when we're struggling. But remember, everyone makes mistakes, and it's okay to have off days. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and comparing yourself to others? It can be like walking into a room full of picture-perfect lives, leaving you feeling inadequate and discouraged. Well, I was recently talking to my buddy Mark, who's a total rock star in his field. He shared something really insightful. Success is not about being perfect, it's about showing up consistently and doing your best. Boom, right there, that simple truth shifted my perspective. We all have our own journeys, our own unique challenges and triumphs. Focusing on comparing ourselves to others only steals our joy and energy. Instead, let's celebrate each other's wins and support each other through the stumbles. So, how do we put these takeaways into action? Start small, choose one or two that resonate with you and try implementing them in your daily life. Maybe you dedicate 5 minutes each morning to mindful breathing, reach out to a friend for a coffee catch-up, or even just commit to being kinder to yourself throughout the day. Every little step counts. Remember, folks, managing your emotions is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but with consistent effort and self-compassion, you can build resilience and navigate life's challenges with grace. And hey, if you find yourself slipping back into old habits, don't beat yourself up. Just dust yourself off, learn from the experience, and keep moving forward. You got this. Until next time, keep it real, keep it kind, and keep on driving towards that brighter future.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.